What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let the lies be line with a death wish. Be right, didn't help. No name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Say last night for the neutral observer, it's gotta be the perfect night, particularly if you do a job like this or you just love talking about games. Not only do you have something historic, you have high stakes, you have moments, and then if you love to people watch, you got all the celebrities in the crowd, but you also have so many people to blame. Like, I think for the most part, a great game is a great game. You love it. But if it's just a game that's back and forth and it's, hey, the Knicks go win a game 110-109 because it was just great basketball and they had the ball last and Brunson or OG in this case comes through, that has a certain level. But then you have epic collapse. You can point to specific plays where the other team screwed up. You can blame the coach for allowing a 20-4 run before he called a timeout. You got the veteran point guard screwing up. You got the star player missing two free throws. It all came together for a perfect mix. And a 3-1 series lead for the Knicks, which is the most important thing. But when we're talking about what happened in New York last night, there's so many things to get to. We did the blame pie thing when it came to Wimby throwing the ball off of Castle's back after game two. Sean put quite a bit, I believe, on Mitch Johnson. And he's
absolved Mitch
Johnson. Oh, you absolved Mitch Johnson for that. I don't think anyone's absolving Mitch Johnson despite the blunders by some of his stars.
No,
for this
he's in
one.
Handcuffs right now.
Let me pose this to you. Mitch Johnson, criticism's coming his way. Young coach likely facing really the first time, maybe Spurs fans have questioned what he's done over the last couple of years. But for the most part, nationally, he's kind of been someone we didn't know much about. He had Wimby, and the Spurs were great this year, so he wasn't going to catch much. Does he get absolved for any of it, considering the play he drew up would have worked if not for that damn Karl-Anthony Towns' fingertips? He did draw up a play. That's what coaches get called out for. Oh, what kind of terrible play is that? It's a game-ending situation. You can't even draw up a play. He draws up a play with 1.2 seconds left that gets his guy free for what could have been a dunk or a layup. That was mostly about execution on Dylan Harper's case. Any grace shown to Mitch Johnson for drawing up a play that would have worked if not for Karl-Anthony Towns?
What was the score? I mean, it was the final score. So what was it?
It was 107-106.
Okay, and they're up 20 with 9 minutes left?
Just saying. I'm just asking the question, Sean, that need to be asked. Any grace shown to him for throughout all that disastrous fourth quarter where he's not calling timeouts when he should, he's leaning into the two-man game between with Fox and Wimby, and that's not working out because Fox has lost his mind.
Their offense was just hey, De'Aaron Fox, take a step back over OG Anunoby.
Well, I don't know if it was exactly that. I think it was, hey, we're going to get our veteran point guard with our best player. We're going to run two-man game and see what comes of it. Hopefully we get some open looks, and unfortunately for the Spurs, all those open looks that they made in the first half, they did not make in the second half. Eight made field goals in the second half of a finals game. And people are like, no way. Well, they did only score 30 points, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, when you actually think about it, they only scored 30, so it's likely there was a low amount of field goals made.
And remembering that game, eight seems like a lot. Just off of memory of, like,
over the course of 24 game minutes.
Yeah. There's one Victor Wembanyama tip-in, or, like, five tip-ins, and the last one goes
in. And it finally went in, yeah.
But, it really was just like, wow, they're shooting unsustainably hot from three and just overall, really, in the first half. And it's just like, oh, okay, they got the regression, like, immediately in the second half, where it is just like, oh, Julian Champagne now is
– Devin Vassell will actually
– is a human.
Will actually miss one.
Yeah.
Which is about what he missed. He wound up going 5 of 8 for 3. And that's my thought as the Spurs kept knocking down shots in that first half, wound up scoring 76 points. They have not shot this well all series long. This is not going to continue. But once they're up 29 points, sure, they're not going to shoot as well, but that won't matter.
Because you just...
They're just going to... even
shoot
if,
normally,
yeah,
and you
even
win.
Even if they're not hot, even if they're actually pretty bad, they're going to wind up scoring more than 30 points in this half, and they're going to win the game. Instead, they only scored a 30, and then you throw in the catastrophes by De'Aaron Fox, who committed multiple mistakes. Some of them he didn't pay for immediately, thanks to Josh Hart blowing a layup when De'Aaron Fox leaves his feet, throws the ball to no one. That could have been the layup that gives the Knicks the lead. Instead, Josh Hart blows it, and then Wimby does the Knicks a favor by missing a couple free throws. And as this game gets talked about, because we do have 2 days in between game four and game five, people will likely start to focus on what happened after Wimby decided to taunt Mitchell Robinson and then get hit in the throat, because Wimby didn't play well, much like the rest of the Spurs from kind of that point forward. Honestly, did that happen in the first half? The game, there's
that
so much
the
happened
in
the first half. So really, let's point at halftime. Wimby didn't have a great night. The shooting was off, and then he's got the two missed free throws. I've talked about this, how once you become someone that people have a standard for, particularly when you're a young player, you start to build up things on your resume or jacket that people can point to and go, up. Let's say a person, you start a player at 100%. You start to pick at things. Oh, he missed the two free throws. He hit Nas Reed in the throat. He did that to Jalen Brunson. Now, as I said, if we could find someone who decided they wanted to be the Wimby hater, they wanted to be the Skip Bayless of this generation and attack Wimby like Skip decided it'd be very lucrative to go after LeBron. You know what? Skip was right. If someone thinks they can do that with Wimby, this first playoff run, particularly if they don't come back from 3-1 and win it, they've got their base. They've got their setup to go, look, I know you guys think of him this way, but he did this. He missed the free throws. His team, as a favorite, is going to lose to this Knicks team. I don't have it in me. It's not a lane I want to go down. But for anyone who wants to do it, Wimby is giving you a platform and a bit of a stepping stone to get into. You know what? Wimby's not as good as you think he is, everybody.
Yeah, it is as simple, and you don't want to do this too much, but it is as simple as, like, man, could you imagine if a LeBron team did this? The biggest collapse in NBA history, in NBA Finals history, and also taunting in the first half comes back to bite you.
Yeah.
You go 9 for 25, miss two free throws. That, I mean, between
that put them up three, right?
Yes. Yeah. Between the two missed free throws, the De'Aaron Fox, what the hell are you doing? You could dribble the ball out and at the very least not lost in regulation. And then the forgotten one, Josh Hart blowing the layup after the De'Aaron Fox, what are you doing? Turnover. I mean, there's just so many possible, like, okay, so the Hart and one of those two other mistakes wash out. You still have either the Fox going up for a layup in transition with OG Anunoby on his hip, or the Victor Wembanyama two missed free throws. And I think it is like what you're saying, where it's like, do you want to be the crush Victor guy, or do you want to just be like, De'Aaron Fox, that's Sacramento Kings basketball. Don't be doing that in the finals.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that online from paid professionals about he always had this in him. He's a king.
Well, my first thought was like, this is what happens when your veteran point guard has 7 games of playoff experience before this year.
Yeah, for all the talk about he's supposed to calm everyone down, he's had a lot of moments like this.
No.
And he's been injured for the last 3 or 4 weeks. Well, he hasn't been. We found out he wasn't at full strength thanks to what happened against OKC. So he hasn't been, I guess, at his best. And then now you throw that in, plus the lack of playoff experience before this year. You're getting some of the things you wouldn't expect from a guy in his late 20s when he plays that position.
But again, like just that play where he has the ball and can dribble it out, get fouled. It's like that's not a high ankle sprain issue. That's a decision making issue.
But he had been criticized for a lack of production.
Yeah,
and that could have
been
pushed aside by he's banged up. He's not who he would normally be. But there's no real excuse. And you think about how it times out, and I think you made a good point. At the very least, if he makes the two and then the Knicks get up a three to tie it, you're at minimum going into overtime. Like, I was thinking about the timing of it. He gets it blocked. Alvarado gets the ball, gets fouled. So even if he's
sneaky, terrible, give the foul there, too.
Yeah, also, he didn't need to do that.
The Knicks are lost.
I'm sure it was.
Brunson was on the other side of the court.
I'm sure it was barked into him at a timeout. Or so we got a foul to give. And instead of, like, really analyzing the situation, he just knew, oh, we got a foul.
Yeah,
this feels like him. This feels like a hectic situation because, I just got my shot blocked.
That, too.
So let me
foul. I'm reeling.
Yeah. So if he does the thing everyone wants him to do, which is to pull the ball out, Of course, there's no guarantee that the free throws are made. But honestly, if you just look at when the shot was blocked, the Knicks probably wind up free throws made or miss, call timeout, advance the ball. I think they're probably right around 5 seconds, 6 seconds to go with possession for their opportunity to tie the game if two free throws are made. So I don't think the Knicks, after the giveaway by Fox and the foul, I don't think they had that much more time. You just would love for your guy to do the smart thing. And if you go to the line and miss one or miss two, okay, that sucks. But that's not, maybe that could be considered mental too because of the pressure.
Yeah,
but at least you did not give them the opportunity to win the game without you going to the line.
If you go 1 for 2, the OG Anunoby
is a tie.
You're still, you don't lose in regulation.
And who knows how the defense is set up? Who knows how it's all sliding doors. You don't know what Brunson does if it's a 2-point game.
Yeah, they probably do something.
You just never know. But instead, you got what you got. You got the biggest collapse in finals history, or if you're the Knicks fan, the best moment for that franchise since the 70s, really.
Really?
I mean, the Larry Johnson shot was cool, but that was a conference finals, and you went on to lose to a Spurs team in the finals.
This is your one win away.
Your one win away, and you have at least one more game at home if you do drop a game to the Spurs in Game 5, which is on Saturday night, right? So, what a game.
Yes.
I'm happy for the Haim sisters, or at least two of them, celebrating the win with Taylor Swift.
Loved one of them in one battle after another.
Yeah. The
drama.
I saw someone tweet, I still remember you breaking up Zendaya's marriage.
I will say that was the first thing I thought of.
I was like, wait a minute. What? Oh, the movie.
The drama.
I was like, wait a minute. Are Tom Holland and Zendaya okay? They were talking about the movie. Of course, their good buddy Taylor Swift was there. I will credit Knicks fans for this, at least the stars that were very prominently shown. None of them left. They were all there. I mean, I saw Fat Joe wandering onto the court as the last second attempt by Castle was missed. I saw him on the court. Of course, I mentioned that the three pop stars were there. Mariska Hargitay was still there.
Yeah,
Timmy was making a fool of himself after the game. And if you don't know, and credit to his girl Kylie for just being there smiling, he took off his shirt and jacket and just started dancing around with Knicks fans. Timmy put a belt on. You're not like that. Despite everyone being okay with you, relax. There's a little Chet Holmgren.
Pull your pants up, Timmy.
Yeah, there's a little Chet Holmgren And if you know, you know when I say that. There's a little Chet Holmgren and Timmy Chalamet. But either way, great night for the Knicks. Great. I think it's just a good night overall for entertainment and basketball. And if you are a Spurs hater because of your Houston ties, even better.
I'm seeing the video right now.
Yeah.
That was my immediate reaction.
Yeah, I mean, but his girl's there filming and smiling. As I think she made the comment that she doesn't get any when the Knicks lose. That's how it affects Timmy.
She doesn't what? She doesn't. Oh, yeah.
Timmy's too broken emotionally to do that thing.
Well, they've lost one game.
I think she just means overall. She's been with them for a couple years now. So when the Knicks lose and he's locked in.
I thought this was like a recent comment.
There's not been a lot of that. I think it's not that recent of a comment. But she said that when they lose, he's not in the mood.
Okay.
So she likes to root, certainly likes to root for wins.
That can't be true. I mean,
that's what she's alleged to have said.
January 25th when they lose to the Hawks.
I don't know if the importance of the game matters. She's just said that in the past. Maybe she just means playoff games. Maybe there's a real dry spell between game 2 and 4 of the Hawks series. I don't know.
Watching a game on his phone.
I can't
watching a game on his
those
phone.
Those are her words, man.
While he's filming Dune 3. Putting your phone down. Mike Brown substitutions again.
He appears to be that big of a fan.
Okay. Wow. Credit to you.
And he celebrated in
get
a way.
Get a belt.
I mean, you saw the video. It's ridiculous.
I will give him a little bit of like he's jumping up and down.
Yeah, but keep your shirt on.
Yeah.
Why is your shirt off, Timmy?
Yeah, you still got one more. Job ain't finished.
Yeah. And the Knicks will head to San Antonio trying to close out the Spurs in 5. And didn't the Spurs close out the Knicks in 5 on the Knicks home floor in 99, I think? Didn't that happen? So I think they're going to have a chance to return the favor just 27 years later.
No one on the Spurs was alive. Or I guess Kelly Olynyk was alive.
That's about it. And Harrison Barnes was alive at the time.
Yeah, probably De'Aaron Fox.
Maybe, but the Spurs who took part in that, like Duncan,
Duncan in the house.
And Robinson will likely be in the house. If the Spurs can hold off the Knicks from winning their first title in a very long while. All right, we'll go to break. Great, exciting game. Did I have my head in my hands when Ananobi tipped that in? Yes, I did. And did I say holy S several times? Yes, I did. While I was thinking to myself, if they get this to 10, the Spurs are in real trouble. I still didn't think it would end that way. A lot happened, and Ananobi, who should be now. Brunson had a nice night shooting the basketball. He responded from the first three games where he wasn't very good, but Ananobi, they're trying to give that MVP to Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, not that for life.
If we're being honest about merit, Ananobi should be the guy that if he backs up his games 3 and 4 with game 5.
Oh yeah,
he has had a better series overall than Brunson, but we kind of know how this will go if the Knicks wind up winning.
I've basically every Knicks playoff run when I'm really locking in on the Knicks and I'm watching them more, I'm like, I don't think I believe this, but if I were OG Anunoby's friend or cousin or whatever, I'd be like, dude, you could be Kawhi Leonard. But I don't know if I believe that, but there's enough there where I'm like, I mean, kind of tell me what he doesn't do. You know, like he's that good on defense, just shutting things down. And then obviously, I mean, like last night, just couldn't miss. And yeah, if I was him, I'd be like, this is cool and all. You need your own team, man. I'd be the bad influence in this year.
You'd be a terrible influence.
Ripping apart the New York Knicks.
Well, maybe we can all.
Timothy Chalamet cry.
Maybe we can all commend you.
And by proxy, Kylie Jenner.
Well,
apparently.
Because the dry spell will continue.
Yeah, that'll be worse.
Yeah. So, of course, Kawhi had a giant leap from his age, 23 to 20, maybe not.
Oh, yeah, OG Anunoby's 28.
OG Anunoby's 28, so I think we're past that point, but he could have a second title. Turns out he was on – you don't remember him because there wasn't a role for him, but he was on that Raptors team.
Yeah, was he, hurt or something?
I don't remember, but it was, of course, very early in his career. And
2 rings, Hall of Fame case being made.
If you throw in Finals MVP – you can wrap up a Hall of Fame case if he gets it.
And if I was in his life, I'd be like, now you just demand a trade, get your own team, make a couple All-Stars. I don't know.
There's a low bar for
you, Michael Porter Jr. taking over Brooklyn.
OG, please.
Don't you have to move apartments?
Having your own teammate worth all that. Not big on that. Stay there. The
problem is the devil on his shoulder on Michael Porter Jr. is also telling him he can be.
And would probably tell him, you don't even want OG Anunoby here. He's going to take away some of your shine. I don't think that's going to happen. I think OG is already on the verge of being a Nick legend. He already has an iconic photo.
Yeah, I mean,
and if they
they're all Nick legends already.
That's true.
Stephon Marbury is a Nick legend.
There's not a lot of success despite the history of the building.
Amon Shumpert was wearing his own jersey at the game.
Walking around New York afterwards, too.
So yeah.
He went from orange suit in game three to walking around in his own jersey.
If Amon Shumpert is just walking on the court during NBA Finals games, like, I think the guy who made a tip-in in game four is good for life.
Yeah, I don't know if...
The bar doesn't seem very high.
I don't know if people will be making paintings out of that photo of the tip-in. I'm sure there will be posters everywhere, and it'll be on shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps a statue.
Yeah.
If we're being real about it.
Yeah.
But either way, they're one went away. And look at that, another non-American making a play. OG Anunoby from England, of all places.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
The NBA Finals is coming home.
That'll be the only title the English win this summer. All right, we'll go to break with that. If you want to join us, the number is 713-780-3776. We'll get into a game that was less dramatic and had unfortunately a less than appealing result as the Astros go down and somehow lose a series to the Angels. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
Kane is in the building.
This is the Del Alalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Del Alalea.
Looking at something very wholesome, a man testing his wife on famous soccer stars with the World Cup now, today. She's killing it, currently 6 out of 6. He was very surprised that she knew who Bukayo Saka was. He threw Neymar at her, and she knew it. She's like, well, come on, what are you doing? You're underestimating me. It's about that time. We're mere hours away. Mexico versus South Africa gets us started. If you missed it, Glenn Davis joined John and Lance, and he'll join them every day at 8 a.m. Today was a preview of the matches and talk about some storylines. But, of course, when he joins us, the guys tomorrow, it'll be breaking down actual games or matches and then giving you a preview of the U.S. versus Paraguay. So all the talk, all the, I would say, less than informed conversations, particularly the 7 to 10 show has about the game of soccer. Now all we got to do is react to the games, and they begin in earnest here in several hours. So what's the plan, Sean? Because the one thing, and yeah, we'll get to the Astros. They lost, by the way. Okay, it's embarrassing. You're losing series to the Angels. Although Cam Smith came up big, that was cool.
Yeah, Shea Wick.
So that much maligned outfield made some plays, and then the much maligned Brian Abreu decides, you know what, all that goodwill, beat it, done here. Let's lose another game. And that might be your Astros wrap-up for the day. But let's get to the plan. Because normally for us, because we do this show and about this time, the World Cup is in some foreign country. And depending on which part of the world it's in, the games would be on in maybe 30 minutes or early in the morning. They've already been playing games. That happens when the Euros are going on. But this is the first time since 1994 that it's in this country or even just in this time zone, really. I know Brazil had it, but as well. But so what, 2 p.m. I will be normally I'd be smooth in the middle of a nap.
Mm.
So I've already had to plan to adjust.
Extra Celsius?
Maybe save the Celsius until later, because normally I've already had it. But maybe you take a Celsius, so you're up bright-eyed to watch Mexico versus South Africa. And then there's a giant window, because if I remember, normally you play the morning game, and then maybe after that game ends, there's an hour and a half, 2 hours before the next one. or at most three. But we got a giant window. This one, I mean, you would say the game between Mexico and South Africa ends right around 4 o'clock or something, and then you wait another, I think, is it 4 hours for the night game. So we normally don't have this amount of time. So it's actually kind of perfect for us. You watch the game. Maybe you have lunch in the middle of it, or maybe, and then you get a dinner in. You do what you need to do, and then you're seated for the next match. And one of the matches in that window is the U.S. versus Paraguay. The U.S. team got together to watch Game 4 last night. Tyler Adams, apparently a giant Knicks fan. A lot of people were nervous because he was jumping up and down on furniture. Hey! Watch the ankles, because if you turn an ankle celebrating the Knicks. We're going to have a problem here because the midfield isn't great. So we're going to need you to not turn your ankle, because they're all looking like soccer players. They got the U.S.-issued gear, and all of them are in, like, slides.
Yeah, jumping on, like, couches.
Yeah, couches they're unfamiliar with in some type of conference room. Hey, cut it out.
Yeah.
Stop moving around like that. So he was there.
Come on, guys.
You know,
you're playing in the World Cup tomorrow.
You're literally 2 days away from the World Cup. Don't get injured celebrating the Knicks win. You know who knows better? The guy who knows this is his last World Cup. Tim Ream was watching, sitting down, didn't get up, was reacting with his face going, oh my, I can't believe this is happening, but was not moving. He ain't screwing this up. He's got one World Cup left.
I know he was reacting in a way, but I would like for him to have just been like sitting there reading a newspaper as it was happening.
Just to prove he's the old Ed?
Yeah.
We know you're 38, but we need you to act like
takes off his reading glasses.
Interesting.
Well.
Guys, watch it.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. Oakley and Ewing really brought him back, huh?
He's like, where's Patrick Ewing?
Yeah.
So that happened. So the U.S. team doing the camaraderie thing. No Pulisic. Didn't see him. Maybe.
Too good? Too good for to watch? Watch.
I saw Chris Richards. Yeah. I saw Tyler Adams. I saw
Tim Weah?
I don't know that I saw Tim Weah either.
For me, I just feel like they're really equal.
Interesting. Where were those guys? Having a quiet dinner? I don't know. Interesting. We'll see.
Let's not try to rip the team apart.
I didn't see Ricardo Pepe either, so I don't know. Who knows where? We're not gonna rip the team apart from the inside. Before some guys like basketball, some guys didn't. That's all.
Yeah. Hey.
Who knows? Let Tim Way have a bad tournament.
We're ready.
we're ready for him. We're ready for him to have a bad tournament.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't.
Yes. Now you know. This is how it goes. Once team selection happens, people might be upset about one guy or another not being there. But at this point, that's all out the window. Let's go play. Let's go win. Let's go have our best World Cup since 2002, when we actually could win a knockout round game. Has not been done since 24 years ago when the tournament was in Japan and South Korea. Turns out, because we have to rank everything, the U.S. has the worst nickname of all the World Cup teams, because they don't really have one. It's just the USMNT. I mean, I guess some people might call us the Yanks, but as far as official nicknames sanctioned by the Federation, it's just USMNT.
Yeah. They need to be like
it's a terrible one. Like El Tri, which is Mexico's, wasn't ranked very highly either. Anytime you incorporate the cult, either your flag or the colors of your federation or flag, like Le Bleu. Didn't do very well.
Le Bleu.
Around here. Didn't do very well. Tunisia, what were they? I'll find the list, but Tunisia had a very cool one. But look, we don't do very well with chants, and we don't do very well with nicknames for our team. But that doesn't matter. Just go out there and beat Paraguay. It matters. I'd rather have a better nickname than what we have. Yeah. But when it comes down to it, just go out there and beat Paraguay, and I'll be good. So
like Golden Eagles.
Possibly, like, isn't that, or that's Southern Miss's. No, that's Southern Miss's nickname. want to share a nickname with Southern Miss?
Not really, but if I can avoid it, I would like to. But
like Tunisia, Eagles of Carthage.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah,
Egypt, the Pharaohs.
That's good.
Kind of on the nose, but it works. Good. Japan, Samurai Blue.
That has to be.
That was three,
right? Yeah. Okay.
Cape Verde. Their name sounds better in the language that they speak, but I'm not going to butcher it. Blue Sharks is what it translates to.
Okay,
that's the number one nickname in all of the World Cup. Bafana is South Africa, and they'll go against Eltree. An actual rematch of the first game of the 2010 World Cup, where they tied that one in South Africa. Now, FIFA returns the favor. Now Mexico gets to host South Africa in the opener. So that is
red, white, and blue stars.
The red, white, and blue stars?
I don't know.
Like, Ghana's called the black stars because they have a black star in the middle of their flag.
The white stars.
Well, that's the all whites belongs to New Zealand.
Yeah. Damn.
It now when you try to figure
it's
out.
It's hard to come up with one,
but they didn't even try.
Yeah.
With USMNT.
Which, yeah.
Got like white wolves, the Atlas Lions from Morocco. Come on, man. We need something.
I'm trying to think of like US imagery. You know, we could
use. You're just going to, like, for whatever reason, Nigeria, who isn't in this World Cup, are the Super Eagles. And then every team that they have is based off that. Like, the women are called something involving eagles. The youth teams are called something involved eagles. Yeah.
Super Eagles.
I don't know. They might be called the Young
Eagles. Take that, Nigeria.
Or Eaglets. I don't know. Maybe they're called that.
No,
you
have.
Oh, you mean here.
Super,
bald Eagles.
Extra Super Eagles.
It would be the Bald Eagle or something, yeah. Something like that.
I don't like that, though.
No, it's not great. See, it's tough.
Yeah. Or we should have done that when Michael Bradley was running around.
Had his dad coaching, too.
Yeah.
Berhalter as well. The White Wolves, you've got three Lions. That's England. So there are plenty to be fans of, just not the one for the home country. And Canada, I don't even know what they have. Oh, Le Rouge.
Oh, wow. That zone actually is Le Rouge.
Le Rouge, and they come in at 42. So we will see. Canada, I think they open up tomorrow. They're the first game tomorrow. And then,
yeah, the opening act.
Yes. Or we could say every host nation gets their own window to be featured. But you want to call them the opening act.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, as people are still... You know, at work and stuff, they're kicking the ball around against Bosnia.
Yeah, whatever. Because people are really
prime
ready.
Time
U.S. versus Paraguay.
Even though it's at like 4 a.m. European time,
it is interesting that, of course, it's Fox, but Canada has their own broadcasting rights going on. What was there a real battle to determine which nation got prime time, or was it even in question? Because if you're Canadian, why are we bending to the American broadcasters? We can put our game in prime time in Canada
because
we're better than them. Go ahead and say it. Just say it. We're more important and we're better than them.
And the U.S. is like the U.S. and Mexico are like really hosting this World Cup, and there's some games being played in Toronto and Vancouver.
Okay,
they're playing some of it.
Sure.
Like, you know,
okay, that's one way of looking at it.
Just they don't feel like they're as equal of a partner.
Why? Why do you say that?
Just they don't have as many sites. They don't have as many games.
Okay, Canada's hosting 13 matches.
Yeah, Houston's hosting 7.
Yeah, I was trying to see if Canada has. They have a couple. Canada has 3 knockout round games. Houston has 2.
Like that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Just, maybe hey, maybe you make a good point there.
Houston is hosting, like, is as big of a host as the entire country.
Okay. It's not a bad point.
Yeah. So, hey, you play it too, all right?
And like it.
Yeah.
All right, Eric, I see you. You want to talk some soccer in the NBA Finals. We are certainly taking calls on pretty much anything. 713-780-3776 is the number. And I do want to remind you that, of course, with the World Cup today, going on, there are watch parties all around the city, and we have some ESPN 975 watch parties. You can join the soccer watch parties today and Friday as we watch the biggest soccer games of the year. Today, Will Kunkel and then Jeremy and Joe will be broadcasting from 12 to 6 at Rodeo Goat. And then you can see that same crew tomorrow at Patterson Park. The ESPN 975 watch parties, soccer watch parties, are brought to you by Huntington Bank. And of course, as we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, Michelob Ultra is giving you chances to go to soccer matches here in the city. All you got to do is go to some local establishments, play a soccer shootout game, and win. And if you win, that means you're in line for World Cup tickets brought to you by Michelob Ultra. So here are the events today that you can be at. You can go to Ojos Locos in Memorial from 5 to 8. And then you got Rodeo Goat, where the guys will be, in Edo from 2 to 5. And then on Friday, you got Christmas Tailgate in White Oak. That's 5 to 8. So those are your Thursday and Friday events. And you got a couple on Saturday that I'll get to. Papa's on the Lake from 3 to 6 in Montgomery. And then Marriott at the Marriott Marquis in downtown from 4 to 7. There are some other Saturday and Sunday events I'll get to because we'll be doing this tomorrow, so I'll let you know about those. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're going to be events all across the city for your chance to win. And if you want to find out all of them, I think Lance has tweeted them out. So if you go to Lance Erline on Twitter, you can see all the events laid out for you and pick the one you want to go to, because 11 chances to win starting today to get FIFA World Cup tickets, Houston-based tickets. So remember, play for the chance to witness history, because Superior is worth playing for. Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 26.
Enjoy responsibly. Copyright 2026 Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents, excluding California and Washington residents, 21 and older. See official rules at www.michelobultra.com/rules/ for prizes and details.
ESPN 97.5.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.